What's up, folks? I'm Wazis Miller.
Oh, y'all.
And that's Ninja Steve.
Yeah,
it's Thought Hour After Dark.
It's darkity dark, darkity dark, dark. Donnie doesn't even know about this darko.
You've never seen a rabbit in this place.
Word 'em up.
Rabbits are too light for the dark.
Clickety clock, 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 dude. It's hard to catch a white rabbit, though. Batman tried to do it. She's hot.
Whoa.
You don't even know about that, dude.
I don't.
You gotta be above and beyond on that.
Wow.
You gotta be golden borders.
You have to ride around in cars.
That's right.
You ride around in cars and you're gonna figure things out.
Space cars with space traffic.
Traffic?
Yeah.
That's a situation to be involved with.
It is. It's always caused by one person, though. Don't you know that?
Typically.
So, yeah. Damn bastards.
But sometimes traffic is really the timeline of how to get to where you need to go. Like, you know, sometimes you have to go to work. You know, you have to go to your place of employment.
Yeah. You know, occasionally you might be stuck in a line. You know, there could be traffic at the store. You know?
I can't stand traffic in the store.
Dude, you can play in SimCity and be dealing with traffic. Traffic is always everywhere. But this is an episode about traffic.
Which brings me to why I have to bring you down to this is okay. Traffic control.
What about traffic control?
You know what traffic control?
It's air flight traffic control. I know about it, dude.
Well, you know what? Our guest tonight is an expert on traffic control.
Yeah.
But you know what, though, Ninja Steve? I have to tell you.
What?
The traffic control he brings to the table is for birds.
So he's like, that's a good thing, though. So he's trying to, like, keep birds in control and, like, keep them trafficked?
Well, not exactly, because, as you know, Ninja Steve, there are birds out there who don't fly.
I'm aware of this.
And sometimes those
birds...
I prefer
it that way.
I know, and I kind of see your disposition on the situation.
Yeah.
But there are birds out there who have waited their entire life to fly. You know, like penguins.
Okay.
Emus. All right. You know, they can't fly.
Uh-huh.
But this guy, he brings that to the table. He teaches these birds, he reinstitutionalizes these birds on how to fly.
So he goes and shows birds how to fly.
Yeah. And we have him on the show tonight.
Whoopee-doo.
See, I don't think Ninja Steve, you know, sees the severity of the situation, but that's okay, because birds...
Hey, man, I guess, though.
Deckard Cain, he provides, and
we're getting paid. I mean, it's a bird guy, and we all know how I feel about birds. Good thing I brought an extra set of nunchucks.
He did. Underneath our table, folks, There's actually a Psy there, too. That's the first time I've seen you bring one of those.
Well, occasionally I have to bring that, you know?
Yeah.
But, what, you know? We got a guest. I got a radio show.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the 6-1 deep, dude. We're like, no longer can it fit on one hand.
No. It's like a mutated hand that shoots up another one, but you're not going to see that because that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's like if you were listening to radioactive radio waves or something.
That's what would happen.
Yeah, but now you'd have to use two hands. Okay.
To signify a gang sign.
Yes, to simulate the amount of episodes we've done.
And we want you to do that while you're driving in your vehicles and in your traffic. We want you to throw up a gang sign that shows up how many episodes deep.
Yeah, when you're driving in the bus lane, on the bus, you know, and you got that crazy homeless guy right next to you, you know, Jeff? I know that guy. And you know what? He's
going to
throw up the six thumbs.
He does.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is sometimes. You got to have a reason. You got to have a rhyme and an understanding of why you do what you do.
I understand that I do lots of things, and one of the things that I do is understand.
It's true.
Yeah.
You communicate through your mind,
yeah.
Which is why you are on the Thought Hour After Dark.
Mm-hmm. And I like to slap boobs. Because I can.
We actually spent some money somehow.
And we brought a boob in.
And we brought a real boob in.
Just a boob, per se. The chick from Total Recall... She no longer wanted the third.
No.
So...
And, you know, it's not just about us. Obviously, we get to enjoy it, but you get to hear it.
For the fans out there, this is the third boob from Total Recall. We've got our hands on it.
We knew they were making a remake and it wasn't going to be in there, and we thought she needed some money.
Yeah, we needed the original boob, and we got our hands on the original boob. That's some top stuff, dude.
We did it for the folks, though. I mean,
I know.
Obviously, we enjoy it, folks. I'm going to give it a good swatch. You know,
ooh.
That was 1972.
Yeah.
Right there.
That was 1972 all over, you know.
For you, folks.
Woo. It's getting crazy up here in the Willow Turn.
I love Thought Hour After Dark.
Who doesn't love Thought Hour After Dark?
If you don't love Thought Hour Dark.
My Aunt Evelyn loves it.
You're after.
You know, who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
It's a real life situation.
Every situation is a real life situation.
Especially when you're caught in traffic.
Yeah. Gosh, man, traffic's lame.
Wow.
It's like birds. Birds are lame.
They are.
They're with their aviation technique. We'll be getting to that here in a bit, though.
Lame duck.
Yeah. From the makers of Swash Recycled Cola. It's Diet Re-Recycled Swash Cola.
Fitness.
That's right. For all you diabetics out there, you guys need something fresh and delicious.
My feet hurt.
You need some re-recycled cola. It's fresh. Diet Cola. It's the delicious, 100% environmental friendly, fresh, delicious sodas. It's swashy.
Fresh.
Aw, man. It smells like Up Dog in here.
What up, dog?
Man, you need to get up against the wall and sprawl down with your sprawl crawl.
I got the sprawl crawl. I got to use some sprawls. Are you saying I got some swamp sack, dog?
Man, you got some swamp sack up in this piece, and I'm tired of it. But I'm your friend, though.
Well, hey, man. Thanks for appreciating. Up against the walls with sprawls.
That's how I roll. Sprawls against the walls for all the boys and girls.
For girls?
Not yet. Brawls is something for your balls, homie.
Stop letting swamp balls interfere in your life. Get sprawls against the walls. Sprawls.
Boosty!
Ca-caw, 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 ca-caw.
Who let the birds in here, you?
Hey, Ninja Steve, I'm sorry. There was a bird in here. See, sometimes the sky roof thing gets stuck. Birds get in. I don't have a problem with it, but Ninja Steve, he does.
Well, you know, folks, birds... Everybody knows, if you're not a fan of this show, which I would be shocked, dismayed, and bamboozled if you were not.
But you know what I'm a fan of, though? Mighty Ducks. Can you not say you're not?
Gordon Bombay goes all the way.
He does. He gets it done. He even goes back to the ghetto at one point in time and brings him back.
Yeah, and when you have to use the Dirty Knuckle Puck and the Bash Brothers to dominate all over the big screen, that is top notch.
Hey, man, you got to do what you got to do to help those kids get to where they need to be.
I know, and you know what? That movie is so badass that they actually made a professional sports franchise after it.
They did.
So you can't argue that.
I had the jacket. It ripped.
Yeah. But we have a guy in here today that does the unthinkable. Honestly, something I don't want to think about. That's why it's unthinkable. Because some guy is teaching birdless birds. I mean, flyless birds.
I'm getting a note from Decker Kane. His name is Avon Feathers.
Okay, so Avon, whatever his name is.
That's interesting.
Doesn't even matter. Because this guy is on my hit list. Because he's doing something dirty, dastardly. He is evil.
Ninja Steve may kill the guest tonight. Yeah. You could see an on-air confrontation. Right. I hope not, folks.
Yeah,
but...
so he's teaching birds that can't fly to fly. Why? I don't know. So bring him in, Avon, whatever. What's your name again?
My name is Avon Feathers.
Okay, well, Avon Feathers here, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the show, Avon Feathers. That's an interesting name.
So tell us about your thing you do,
Avon. Well, I actually run the Bird Institution. I revolutionize birds and help them get up on the road and fly again, you know, because some birds weren't born with wings and they can't fly, and they just can't.
Well, we understand that. I prefer it that way. But, like, how do you... Oh, I can't believe this guy.
Well, I don't know why I seem to be, maybe I'm in the wrong place or something. I'm here on, supposed to be at Thought Hour After Dark. Is this the right place or something?
You're here. It's dark. Thought Hour. Wasis. Can you just talk to this guy?
I'm sorry, Avon Feathers. Ninja Steve, he has kind of a problem with the way things work with the birds and the system and stuff. And I personally, I respect what you do.
Oh, thank you very much. I think that's great. You know, making birds fly that can fly, it really helps their self-esteem and it gets them out on the road. You know, you can teach them and get them going again.
So you motivate birds to teach them to peck people's eyes out. And
well, no, my birds are actually out there. They're flying around and taking care of themselves. They're having their cocktails and little jackets on, you know, and they're flying around the town.
What are you talking about?
My birds, they're out there. They're flying around in the town and they're taking care of the people and reinstitutionalizing themselves back in society. That's a man. You know,
cocktail jackets?
You know, he probably did, but, you know, nonetheless, like Ninja Steve, you got to appreciate this man's profession.
Okay, I appreciate the fact that you're trying to do something for somebody who doesn't have the ability to do something.
Yeah, I like to bring people back from where they started off and small to get them to go to pack fast again.
Yeah, but I mean, birds don't need to fly, though.
Well, all the birds out there, they fly around in communication and go back and forth between the towers and stuff, and that's just how it is.
Okay.
That's good, you know, so you're just trying to give underprivileged birds. This is a miracle work. You should get nominated for something, I think, personally.
Well, I think that's a great of you to say that. I think my work is very great, too. And I think that, you know, some people don't appreciate what I do for the birds out there. And I think that's disappointing.
Well, you know, me not being a fan of the bird type.
He's not.
I can appreciate that you actually are doing something nice, though.
Are you a fan of the Skarmory, though?
What?
The Skarmory?
What's that?
It's a flying steel Pokemon.
Oh.
Recently discovered.
I do appreciate the flying steel Pokemon. I've heard of those guys.
Sounds pretty legit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You can catch them in grassy fields.
I personally think if I was placing me as a Pokemon, I don't have time for that because I'm reinstitutional like all these birds. I'd probably have to go for some flying Pokemon myself.
I got a question, AB dude. How do you teach...
Haven't had those.
Yeah, whatever. How do you teach these birds how to fly? I need to know.
Well, you know, it starts off at the beginning of the day. You got to help them get up and, you know, teach them. Sometimes birds aren't very disciplined. You know, birds that can't fly, they don't have a same routine.
No, I mean, where does this take place at?
Oh, my academy.
Street location?
Well, you know, we have a website. You can go to www.feathersfly.com.
All right. Well, I actually need to know your exact location.
Well, you know, we don't actually, we're not taking any people right now. If you're interested in restitution against the birds.
Well, so just remind me to find that later.
Yeah, we'll find out. Steve is evading. Ninja Steve,
I just want to know how he teaches these birds how to fly. I want to know the procedures. I want to know the steps. I want to know the schematics. I want to know the details, the plans, the blueprints.
Well, if you'd like a job, you know what I mean? We could...
No, I don't want a job. What do you do? Like, how do you teach them how to fly? Like, do you teach them... Like, do you like, reteach them to flap their wings?
Well, it's all about simulation and starting from a small point of the bird's wings and how you got to get going again. And, you know, eventually those cocktail jackets and stuff that they put on and the little hats, that keeps them going and motivated to keep going with the flying.
Do you put them in...
Did you just say you put jackets on them?
Oh, yeah, we put jackets on them. Top of the line jackets. You have to have the proper stitching for these little birds.
Okay, so are you... Okay, if I'm gathering all this right, you're teaching birds how to fly, like, planes?
Absolutely. Well, fly planes or whatever you need to fly. Sometimes you got a remote control little planes. You fly, go around, and you know, teach the birds how to fly.
So you got birds and Cessnas now.
Absolutely.
Kwasis. This is ridiculousness.
I applaud you. I'm sorry. Like,
no, that's impressive, though.
I think that the attempt of making... But wait a minute.
Wait.
So are you doing this in an attempt to maybe cut costs of automated planes, maybe? Like, what is your end target goal with this?
Yeah.
Speechless. Well, okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, you know, okay, let me balance a few moments here. It's all about self-esteem. Birds that can't fly, they can't fly. If you can't fly, you're going to be self-esteem. If you don't have birds that have self-esteem, how are they going to get up to play?
Okay, so...
Okay.
You're going about teaching birds. You're strapping them in their little jackets. Okay. All right. And then you're getting them in specialized seats, I assume, right?
Well, yeah, we got to have them fitting where they need to be, you know, so they can see a property and seat themselves with the cocktails.
Okay, and then you're teaching them how to fly commercial aircraft.
Absolutely.
Oh.
It's a profession, a self-esteem, a building profession.
Wow, that's bring up the economy. I applaud that.
So what's your next thing? Are you going to be teaching, like, waterless creatures how to swim, or like...
Wow. Can you do that for the aquatics?
Are you going to teach fish how to drive boats?
Well, you know, it's really not really about anything other than birds right now. Birds are my primary focus. I think the birds are going to be the ones that are going to be, you know, taking care of us in the end. So we got to take care of the birds.
Well, all
right. Haven.
Okay. Haven Feathers. That was...
Thank you.
Okay. So you work at the Bird Institute. What's the name of the place again?
Actually, we're not going to disclose that information right now because it seems like, you know, it's better if we just don't disclose that information right now.
Okay, well, okay. So you're working for a place that you're not telling us, and you're telling us that you...
I actually think my time is up here. I'm getting an exit. It's time for me to go. I'm going to have to get a ticket out of here.
Okay, guess you're gone.
Wait a minute, though. You were paid by Deckard Cain to perform. You know,
the Bucks.
You still have to come back. Well, you know, honestly, I'm getting a voicemail on my phone that it's time for me to go, and I'm done with the aviation time, and I got to go.
All right. Feathers of Avon, dude, wow. I guess. Avery Feathers, dude.
I'm a fan of his work, though, nonetheless.
No, I appreciate the idea of what he's trying to do in the broader spec of the thing, but I don't think birds that can't fly should be flying.
There's a reason why they don't fly.
Yeah.
And that's something that nobody should be trying to bring up.
Yeah. That's just interesting. Why would somebody want to do that? That's dastardly to me.
But I gotta honestly say, Ninja Steve, I think that you frightened him. He was very disclosed about the information that he came to promote.
Well, it wasn't my fault that I needed to get the exact address, the place of where he was doing this at, the time they operate, preferably his sleeping hours, preferably what he likes to eat.
He must go to like the Circus Espresso or something. That guy seemed like he was amped up.
Maybe how many security personnel he has.
Ninja Steve with an underlying plan.
I was just making sure that he's well prepared for anything that could possibly happen. Because out there in the Willow Terms, out in the After Dark area, because in here the Thought Hour happens, but out there the After Dark is happening, and
there's a whole lot of After Dark out there.
Yeah, and strange things can happen after dark.
They occur.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I know there was kids back in the 90s that used to sit on this orange couch, and they would get together on Saturdays, and they would throw pixie dust into campfires, and things would happen.
It caused mild hallucinations.
Yeah, they were afraid of the dark.
I was.
But I wasn't. They grabbed me one time, like, hey man, are you afraid of the dark? And I'm like, no, I ain't afraid of the dark.
I was.
I run this.
Until I found a transforming turtle.
Well, whoa.
I found one of
those. Was that more than meets the eye? Break it down.
It was. You know, it started off as a turtle. Long legs, very slender, but then it became a full-fledged action turtle.
Was it like Gamera? Was it full of meat and really neat? Was it Gamera?
Well, you know, it hurrahed. It had weapons.
Did it have lasers coming out of its shell?
No lasers. He was very old school, if you will. He liked to stylize battle on the ground and combat.
Man.
But it transformed from a turtle to that.
Nice. To an action turtle.
An action turtle.
So it was like a double turdy whammo. So, hey, Wassus, what are you doing over there?
Well, I'm actually playing my new app.
Are you talking about that new app on your new mobile phone?
Yeah, my Horizon Otorola.
Oh, yeah, your Horizon Otorola? What game are you playing?
Well, actually, if you'd like to know, since I have such a good network, I can tell you about Sad Birds.
Sad Birds, huh?
It's actually free on the network right now if you join up.
Yeah, so it's a free game on the network, and it's one of the new apps. What's it like?
It's one of the greatest apps of all time. It has the highest quality pixels and everything else you could ever imagine.
Okay.
But only because it's from Otorola.
All right. So Otorola's got the best apps out there with the best service plan.
Absolutely. You get service in every location, even out here in the After Dark, in the Willow Terms.
Nice. Huh? How much? So you're saying that's free, right?
Yeah, it's a free download from Sad Birds.
Yeah, Sad Birds.
Yeah. It's a great app. I think you all should go out there and buy Otorola. Buy Otorola. Buy Otorola.
I think I'm going to run down to the store right now and get me an Otorola phone.
I really think you should, because it's a good product.
Yeah, and then buy it. I will play me some Sad Birds, and me and you can play Sad Birds together.
Yeah, we can dual link up with our Otorolas on our new Horizon phones.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to be fun.
It will be. Buy it.
And now for the continuing adventures of Richard Steele.
Steele! Another night in Wilmford. Shop had to be closed up. Business was slow as always. But not as slow as me these days. Moving a lot slower since I got to Ricketts. That's right. You probably think it's a joke. People don't call me Ricketts. Lack of vitamin C. You don't take it in? Ruins your dancing career. That's right, I was a dancer before I ran this pawn shop. Got these knees and I started moving slow. That's how it happens, though, as you get older. Remember, always take your vitamin C. That's what they told me when I was out on the sea. But nonetheless, I'm closing up the shop tonight. And I start hearing this ruckus in the back.
Hey, old man, open up.
We're closed. You have to come back in the morning.
Hey, man, you need to pay us this week. Old man, we're Gates.
Oh, no, it's Tony. I didn't expect you were going to be coming by tonight.
Oh, you need to get paid. We need our money tonight. Old man, we're Gates.
Oh, well, things have been pretty slow around here, Tony, and I don't have the money.
Yeah, man. Yeah, get him. Tony, tell that guy. Hey. Well, you know what? I don't care how slow it's been. I'm going to take you down. We're going to get your money tonight.
I don't have... Oh, don't do it. I don't... Oh, yeah. Oh, get away.
Yeah. Oh, take that, old man.
Okay. Take whatever you want in the store.
Yeah.
Just leave.
That's what I thought, old man. Yeah, that's what I thought, old man. Yeah, Tony, that's the good stuff. We gotta take this guy's money. What do you gotta say about that?
Please, just leave. Please leave me alone. I don't have much.
Another night in Wilmford. It's a quiet night. I'm taking off my tie and setting it on one of my $200 chairs. It's been a wild, crazy couple of weeks with what's going on in this city. Down on mites blowing things up. The toe causing a ruckus. But
Something's gonna go right around here. I think things are looking on the up. Taking my jacket off and having me one tall glass of scotch. So I'm opening up this scotch that I got in 38 when I was in the war. It's some good scotch from Europe. Some of the best scotch around. And then... Ring. Wow, jeez. My night's over. What do you want?
Damn it, Steel.
What? It's late.
I know it's late.
What do you want, Scroats?
Something happened down at the old pawn shop. Sounds like Ricketts has been hospitalized or something.
Ricketts?
Yes.
The old man?
Old man Ricketts, he's down there. He's hurting.
Cut! I can't believe it. Something happened to Ricketts. With that old man. I don't have a lot going on in this world, but that old man, he's like a father to the guy. I don't say much, but it means a lot. But anyway, I'm going to go down to town and see what happened to that guy. Old man Ricketts better be okay. I can't take it if I lose one else, somebody else close to me. I've had enough loss in my life. I don't need many more of this. What happened in here? What happened? Tell me. Tell me, paramedic.
Oh, well, this guy, he took a... Some guy, he got beaten up. This old man, he was beaten up, and he's hurting. They rushed him to the hospital.
Hey, get out of my way here. Ricketts. It's your pal, Steel. You all right, man?
I'm pretty beaten up.
Are you okay? Who did this to you?
I'm going to the hospital, Steel. I'm hurt.
You're going to make it okay. You're going to make it, old man. You're going to be just right. Everything's going to be okay.
It was Tony. Tony and the underlings.
Tony and the underlings. Those punks. I told them guys to leave you alone.
I didn't have the money, Steel. And I don't.
You're going to be okay, Ricketts. Hey, you guys get him out of the hospital. This man needs some help. Get this guy in here. Get him out of here.
Take care of him, Steel.
I'll get those punks. I can't believe they did it. My oldest friend, Johnny Ricketts. Those damn Tony and those punks are going to pay for the things they do. They're going to get the full wrath of Richard Steele.
Continuing next week in the adventures of Richard Steele.
Steele! Welcome back, folks.
Woo!
What an adventure today has been.
I know, man. Sad birds, baby. This game is awesome.
It's a great game.
I love it.
I think that...
High score.
I think if it's a game to get... It's a game to get.
Yeah. I would think so.
I'm a fan of gaming.
Yes. Decomposed cat heads love it.
They do.
You know.
It really proposes a new thing for them.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like the lady with the baby.
Today's guest was awesome, dude.
Yeah. I think he was, you know, I would have to say he's probably one of the best guests I think we've ever had.
I know. I mean, that is just a great thing to teach birds how to fly.
It is. You know.
I mean, birds, they rule the skies. They're one of the best things that could possibly be out there. And, you know, they're just out there taking, you know, a trip out there, and they're just great. You know, they're, like, so angelic. They, you know, and
did you bump your head?
No. We're fine here in the Willow Terms, dude. Didn't you know?
Everything's going great.
Yeah, we're cool.
All right.
So, yeah. Definitely a great guest. I was really impressed.
I'm proud of what he does for the community.
I would take a flight in a bird plane.
Absolutely.
I would see him with a little headphone.
Anybody who wears a jacket, I respect.
Yeah.
Wazis Miller himself, he likes to wear his jackets.
A uniform type jacket is respectable.
It is. It commends so much respect, you know?
It definitely does.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
And our guest today, Avon Feathers, kind of an interesting name, but, you know, we all have different names, and that's who we are.
I mean, some could say that's very, it sounds scripted, but I think his parents, perhaps, were just big fans of birds.
I think his name is honestly a conspiracy.
It is? About what?
Well, he runs a bird academy, a very secretive bird academy, for secrecy, I would admit, but...
Yeah.
He runs a bird academy, and his name is Avon Feathers.
Yeah. It could be a front. It could be a rouge.
He could have some money.
It could be an innuendo name.
That's true.
What I'm saying? It could be a side-um.
I met an innuendo one time.
It could be a post-item.
That was the worst 7 years of my life.
What was the worst 7 years of your life?
When I met Innuendo.
Oh, okay. I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a tough time for you.
It really was. I spiraled downhill.
I know. You know, I got a question, though.
What's your question?
So for a guy with glasses and long hair, what do you think about the weather?
I don't wear sunglasses.
No, but I mean, like, you know, I mean, you're, you know, you're diminutive and whatnot. I mean, you have vision retrospectiveness. I mean, so what do you think about, you know, that sound over there? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that sound really is just an inflection of the sun backwards.
Nice. I appreciate that.
The sun produces such a strange radiative heat that you're dark. You're in the dark.
It is pretty dark around here, folks. And this thought is an hour going
it is.
On right now.
You know? Stretched out over time that you've never even seen.
All right.
Where did that time go? You don't know.
So, hey, I got a joke for all you mind readers out there, okay?
Read his mind.
Are you ready? I know. I mean, how can you say that to somebody?
That was good. That was a good
one.
I know.
Yeah. Hey, I'll tell a couple more of those next week. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to ruin it. You know?
Just Steve bringing the jokes to the table.
I know. Hey, you know, all the jokes are the mind readers. Those guys are good, dude.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Woo. You know, one of these days, maybe we should have a mind reader on the show.
That would be cool, you know.
If Deckard Cain could arrange that, I would be down for that.
Well, I mean, he could pay me more money to do that, you know.
Ninja Steve admitting that he has mind-reading powers.
I do. I technically can read minds.
Well, that's what happens when you train in the art of ninjutsu.
Yeah, you know. Well, I can open your brain up, and I can see what's on your mind, and I can read it pretty easily.
He can collect it. He can even write it down on paper.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple.
I mean, brain matter looks like it's all squishy and weird-looking like a mop, but you can use it to write.
But the only problem with my type of brain mind-reading is that they're kind of dead. After I'm done with it. Because I literally read your mind. Like, crack the skull open, grab the brain out, read it, you know, like, check it out, kind of envision it.
Timeline it just by looking
at it. Yeah, and I know what happens to you and what, you know, what went on, but they ain't nothing going to do for you. You're dead.
Yeah.
Pretty much after that. But
yeah.
If you want that to happen.
That's an expensive procedure.
Yeah. If you would like to have that, if you would like me to, like, write down some notes for you to give it to somebody else. To help them with something to do with you, about you, I would love to do that.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I could read your mind for you and tell you things about you and give a note to somebody about it.
That's really kind of how the future goes through. Like, you have mind-reading folks who can pass on generations of notes by looking through their brain.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be.
That's time travel, honestly.
It can be, you know. It depends on what time you travel in, you know, but I don't focus on travel. I dimensional plane.
Planes walking?
I do. It's like. Always know who I am. Because there's people walking around.